thank you for Yoel for giving me the privilege to start with a few words. What comes to mind just by seeing what's in front of me is a pasuk that we say on Shabbos HaGodol, Oz Nibiru Yire Hashem Ishal Reyehu Vayachev Hashem Vayishmo Vayikosev V'sefer Tikorin Yire Hashem Olachish V'shmar. We came here for one purpose, to be mechazik ourselves, each other, by being together and being energized to tackle a problem. And when the Rabbanu Shel Olam sees that, it just brings such a nachas ruach there. Vayakshev Hashem Vayishmo, the Rabbanu Shel Olam listens and is attentive and is pleased, and pleased with his people. There have been times in the history of Klal Yisrael that we have faced momentous decisions and battles that we had to face and fight. And we were at a juncture, and things could have gone either way. And with the siyata dishmaya, but what was most important, the will to fight the battle, never knowing if we're going to be successful or not, but the will to fight a battle, the Kovod Hashem, and for the sake of our people, our holy nation. And it changed the course of history. We just had Hanukkah not so long ago. It was a few people that realized that the whole future of Klal Yisrael was at stake. And they fought a battle, Rabin Vadim, Ma'atim, against Rabin. And they were successful. It was a Siyata Ishmael because they were imbued with a spirit to do something for the honor of his people and for the honor of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The issue of technology that you're going to be hearing has to do with the whole Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha and the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. A Jewish person, man, woman, child, boy, girl, Tahara, a holiness of mind, is something that is so important for who we are. We plead to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, "V'tahir libeinu v'avdecha be'emes," in order to serve you and to serve you honestly and to serve you with fervor and with truth. It needs tahara salev. It needs tahara. And we're fighting a battle for the tahara of our people, adults and children, both alike. That's one thing. And then a second thing is the whole sheer kaima of a person, the stature of a person, the beauty of who we are, the magnificence of man has to do with the matana, this privilege of having been given a magnificent mind. It's a mind. And a mind that could think wonderful things. A mind that can focus and focus on things that are important. Focus on you're sitting in a crowd. I just would like to give you an example. You're sitting at a chuppah waiting for the chassan and kala to come down the aisle. And you're sitting there, it takes a little time for them to come, And you can sit there and start thinking a little. You could think in Torah. You could think about how I can be a better husband and a better wife. I can be a better father and a better mother. How I can work on myself. How I can do something that is that my benefit, where I become a better and a bigger person, more lofty and elevated person. Instead, if you look around and you see what happens so often, is, you know, people have their phones and whatever it is, and they're just looking at their emails or playing with, you know, a game. We become addicts. We're drug addicts, and the drug here is the phone and, you know, the tool that we have in front of us. And we don't realize what it has done to us. Kids can't focus. If you look around and you see in schools, both boys and girls, the yeshivas and beis yaakovs, how many children, the percentage of children that are being taken out of class because they can't focus and they have to be taught one-on-one. They have a difficulty of focusing because their whole, when so much of your day is, you've got to be busy. You've got to be busy with your fingers and playing with something and seeing something. You lose your ability to think and to focus. And I can't tell you what it has done to the stature of our people. Why does it have to be that? You know, I see sometimes driving or walking, and I see a husband and wife walking on the street together, you know, walking in order to exercise, instead of being able to talk to each other, communicate with each other, bond with each other, adoring words to each other. Think of, you know, talk about your kids and what you can do to be better parents. You see, you're walking, you need the exercise, but one of them is on the phone. Take a look what it has done to us. Why should a mother be walking on the street with a begala, with her child, and, you know, she's walking in the morning? I see so often talking on the phone. Instead of talking on the phone, talk to your little child. And the child realizes that you're not there, that you're in another world. When you drive a carpool, communicate with the children there. Talk to them. Instead, you know, the driver is on the phone and the kids are doing what they want to do. Take a look what it has done to us. We're addicts. But we can do something about it. We can and we must. There needs to be a will. And we are people of discipline and we are people of restraint. That is the essence of what an Erlich Yid is, somebody who keeps the Torah, is a disciplined person. There are certain things that are more difficult, but we can do it and we have to do it. And first and foremost, it has to come from the parents. If you want to teach your children, it has to come from us first. And we must do something about that, and then we can teach our children. And I just would like to end with one thought. So many of us are afraid to discipline our children. We're afraid to discipline our children. If we say no to something, we're afraid, who knows, my child is going to go off the derech. Parents are afraid to discipline their children. It can't be. Discipline, love, obviously, you know, there's a balance in a home. Love is up here and discipline is down here, but there needs to be both. And you can't have a home one without the other. It doesn't go that way. If there's no discipline in a home, then it's a home that's going to be, there's going to be habit there. We can tell our children, everything is there with moderation. I'm not an extremist and I know what is happening in society and what can be and what cannot be. But when there's discipline and when you don't become addicts and you just use things in a proper way, in a proper time, we can win. We can win a battle. We have to be persistent. And we have to know that we're fighting a battle, and a battle that's really going to be determined. It's going to determine the essence of our people. And we're at such an important junction in the history of Kali Yisrael now. And we have to know what it is that is happening. Let us do for ourselves, let us do for our children, let us do for the Kavod of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. We can do it, and we can do it.